Blog Talk Radio.
Team Lion Show is on and popping. Tonight, we have the beautiful model and the lovely owner. Just a go-getter, you know what I'm saying? We have a lot to talk about with this entrepreneur, this entrepreneurial spirit, this wonderful model, this wonderful role model. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Rochelle Dre. You all can, you know, just call in, show her your love, and enjoy this in-depth interview. We're going to show some love right here. Because Like It or Not with Michael Lane is right here, and it starts right now.
Like It or Not. Like It or Not.
My world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. I have to start off the show with a special love shout. I have to give a special love shout. Representing Chicago, Illinois, to the fullest. Got to give a shout out to Jackie Robinson West. Yes, the Little League team that went all the way to the World Championship game. They have already achieved the status of winning the National Championship. They fell a little short to Seoul, Korea, but what a job they have done. I received word just now that they have just arrived back from Pennsylvania, right here, back in Chicago by way of Midway Airport, and I would like to send a special love shout of congratulations to such young, wonderful, talented, and mature young men. Congratulations to each and every one of you great players. Much love to them and much love to each and every one of you all out there from around the world. Thank you for joining me for yet another edition of the Team Lion Show, a.k.a. Like It or Not with Michael Lane. I am your host, Michael Lane, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you know how we do. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. And as you all know, as we've been advertising for quite some time, I have a very special guest, and I want to bring her in. I don't want to waste any more time because this lovely young lady is a go-getter. She's doing it. She's representing, and she's representing big time. She has so much on her plate. That's why I call her an inspiration. She has so much on her plate. She is the CEO of Fantabulous Corporation. She owns, and that's not all. We're going to talk about the others as well. She, and by the way, she is a lovely model. She does it all, and she's representing, and plus, she's also an inspiration to those who want to go out there and model, those who want to go out there and get it, those who want to go out there and achieve. And she's making a big splash across the nation. It's my honor and it's my privilege to introduce to this show for the very first time, and hopefully more than the first time. It's going to be more than that. Ladies and gentlemen, Rochelle Dre.
Good evening, Michael. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. I appreciate the invite. It's my honor to be here tonight with you.
That's great. Yeah, now, Rochelle, Can you, we're going to talk about you and what you are doing and the big moves you're making, because you are making major moves. But let's start off from your humble beginnings. Can you tell everybody where you're from and who are your inspirations of growing up?
Well, definitely got to, you know, thank God first. Without him, none of this would be possible. I am from San Mateo, California, which is about 15 minutes outside of San Francisco. My inspiration growing up has always been, always been very supportive of me, and she's always told me, you need to model, you need to model. Being at such a young age, I don't think I really embraced what she was saying and understood until I got about 19, and I started working with John Robert Powers, which is a prestigious modeling company out of California, and I starred in a Heinz commercial for them. So since that day, winning that spot to, actually be in a commercial, because, it was a very, very high competition event. Winning that spot to do that for them, I just decided, this is what I want to do.
And you went full steam ahead on that. Now, as being a model, was it really intimidating at times, dealing with other models, because, you have sometimes it may be a little competitive spirit there?
Definitely. I've been on both sides of the track. When I first started modeling, I would be more what you call an urban model, not a plus size. And since I've transformed over to the plus size industry, the biggest competition out there and what I find to be, most upsetting is the level of respect that we have for each other, honestly, not my size, not the way I look, nothing like that. It's the level of respect that the plus size community don't have for each other. And I think that's the biggest challenge as far as, what I see and how it goes for me, because I just can't see one person conquering a million people's dreams or plus size models. Of course, we want to be seen, we want to be heard, and we don't want to just be recognized as plus size. So, it starts with unity first.
Absolutely, especially with the outside made. Actually, I will put it this way. The plus size modeling has become more and more popular. And with the past discrimination, I know it's a strong word, but I'm going to say it. In the past, it was discrimination against beautiful plus women in the modeling industry.
Definitely.
Now more than ever, this is the time to stick together. This is the time to come together. That's something that's really, head-scratching to me.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I think it's a size sexy evolution. That's what I represent. You don't have to be a size 2. You don't have to be a size 24. You're a size sexy within yourself. And as soon as we can realize that and come together as a community, I believe we can, I think we've already jumped off the back burner, but we're not in that forefront yet. And I think as soon as we're able to stick together and realize we all can conquer this, I think we'll be pushed out there and, plus size modeling will be made prestigious, because right now we're still not, out there in the society's eyes as the urban models or maybe the models that are smaller. So it's a fight, but unity, it has to be unity first. Without that, we're going to fail, and I hate to say it like that, but that's how society has it right now.
Absolutely. We are talking to the one and only Rochelle Dre right here, Like It or Not with Michael Lane. I'm going to give you all the number. We have some people on the line that if you all hang on, we will get you to speaking with Rochelle. Here's the number for you guys everywhere else around the world. Area code 347-826-9357. Area code 347-826-9357. In a few minutes, I will open up the lines. You all hang on and show some love to Rochelle, but I have to ask these important questions real quick.
Okay.
Now, Rochelle, what was the inspiration behind starting Fatabulous? And then we'll go to DDCT later. But Fatabulous, what was the inspiration behind that?
Fatabulous is it's really just a way to say, because it caters to all size models. I support all size models. So Fat Chabas basically says I'm pretty hot and tempting and fabulous at the same time, regardless of size. And the reason that I went with that name, because I do want to support and cater to all models. And even with my logo, you know, a lot of people say, why don't you make her plus size? It's not that it's about plus size. It's about loving who you are and your self-esteem. So that was one of the reasons I started Fat Chabas Inc. And, you know, I have to say my business partner, Nico Addison, he's been a big inspiration to me and, you know, letting me know I can achieve my dreams. And, you know, that was really the focus as far as the modeling side, you know, with Fat Chabas Inc. Because, I mean, my passion for modeling is I love the you know, the feedback that I get from other models who are just trying to make it out there in the industry. And so yeah. To them, you know, this is just saying, you know, you can only love you. So be you, love yourself inside and out, but it definitely starts on the inside. So that's what Fat Chabas Inc. is all about.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Now, I want you to let everyone know that if I'm right, you're opening the doors to, you know, your corporation next year.
Yes.
Where at? What location?
We will be centralized in
Charlotte?
Charlotte, North Carolina. BDCT
yeah.
Records, that's really a record production. That's all studio-based acting. Songwriting, book writing. I mean, basically our mission is to make dreams come true. We want to create jobs. So if opening up a corporation and combining the two, because we're both owners of both corporations, combining the two to open up all avenues for anybody. We don't discriminate. If you have a physical handicap, we'll find a way to work with you. If you know, you don't really have the means to get what it takes to be out there, we'll help you get out there. I mean, we're doing a lot, you know, and we love people. That's really what this is about. So, you know, me, Rochelle Jray, the model, yes, I love Rochelle Jray and what she does, but my heart is really the business owner, because that's going to help other people get to where I'm at or even beyond, you know, so that's what that's all about.
Is what's up. We're going to get deeper into your record label, your company. We're going to get deeper into that, but I really want to get the callers involved real quick and show you some love. So we're going to get this 973 area code here. Like it or not, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Davina, a.k.a. Dimples. I am a model with Fat Chabas. Hi. I'm showing my support for Rochelle.
Thank you, Davina. Davina is a longtime friend of mine. We, I think, met probably 2011 when I first got started, and she kind of got started. She is a Fat Chabas Inc. model, and I love her very much. And, I completely thank you for everything you do. You bring more to the table than what's expected. But thank you for calling and supporting.
Of course, all the time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Davina. I can have you representing on the show as well, you know?
All right. I look forward to it.
Definitely. They're about to make a splash. We're just making sure all our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed. But when they come, they're going to come right. Trust and believe.
That's right.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to our next caller. We have another call. From the 704 area code. Hello, like it or not, you're on the air. Okay, hello? Yes, like it or not, you're on the air with Michael Lane and Rochelle Jray.
Rochelle Jray, how are you, Rochelle Jray?
I'm blessed, thank you.
Yes, thank you. This is your business partner, Nico. I just had to call in and show my love for you, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You are quite welcome. You are quite welcome.
What's up, Nico?
What's up? Who is this?
All right, now you're no slouch. You're a producer. You're an author. You're a songwriter. Man, it's good to talk to you.
You too. I'm glad that you had her on. I appreciate that. She was a little nervous. She was a little nervous, but excited. You know, she called me just before, you know, y'all got on, and she's like, I'm nervous.
Uh-huh.
You know, so she was a little nervous, but excited.
Oh, yes, and that is absolutely great. And, it's so good. She said some great things about you before you called. She said some great things about you, and I just know that, you know, you're like a dynamic duo. You two are a dynamic duo. And so I know you have nowhere to go but higher and higher and higher in your talents, many talents. Do you all have time to rest?
Lately, no. Lately, no. We haven't rested in a while. We've really been going and going. So, but it's good, you know. We've learned that without hard work and perseverance, nothing's going to work, you know, especially me and her always talk about, you know, about other people's dreams. You know, we can't work harder than somebody else on their own dream, so the same thing with us. If we want a dream to come true, we got to get out there and push it. We got to work.
Yeah. And work you all are doing and have done. And, I may come to you all, you know, because, you know, I do a little music here and there.
Well, hey, you just let us know, man. We'll get you there. You know what I'm saying? We would love to have you down. You know, I look at it like this. I mean, you looking out for us, and we always looking to look out for other people, you know. We're in the business of helping.
Right.
If we can't help, my thing is, if we can't help you, then we ain't doing you any good.
That's right. That is right. Now, you know, Nico, I want to ask you something real quick before we go back to Rochelle. I want to ask you, what got you into the entertainment industry? What was your biggest, you know, your influence? What inspired you to go into the many talents that you have?
Just the love for it. I mean, I love writing. Mm-hmm. I just loved anything dealing with music. I love music. It was my escape goal. You know, I've been through so much, and that was my way out as a child, you know, was music, writing, singing, perform, whatever it was for me to do as far as music, I done it. I love it. You know, it was just an escape goal for me, and it's still the same. It's the same thing for me today.
Yes. Now, the history now, I want to ask both of you all, can you kind of like give us a little bit of the history behind DBCT Records? Just a little background on that.
The history as far as how it became?
Yeah.
Or, you know, DBCT Records started when I had a dream. And I started seeing my dreams come true as far as having my own studio, writing, coming out with a book, just anything, just being on stage, anything dealing with music. I saw my dreams unfolding. And
mm-hmm.
from that point on, I said I wanted to see if I could help other people make theirs. You know, and then moving from Augusta, Georgia to Charlotte, North Carolina, meeting people like Fantasia and Teenie, like they're like our family. Rochelle, I tell you, they're like family to us. I mean, Teenie comes by the
wow.
house all the time. Fantasia is like, she's like my little sister. Love her, you know. And it's meeting them and having the support of them, because Teenie right now is one of the ones that are helping us with what we're doing as far as our promotion of our clothing line and stuff that's coming out with Rochelle Dre.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, that is what's that
so,
is
mm-hmm. I was just going to say the fact of, you know, me living my dreams now, when people told me that I wasn't going to do this, I wasn't going to be this, I wasn't going to have this, and you know, I would never own a studio. I would never do this. You know, even to the point where I'll never amount to nothing, to the point to where I can walk in my own studio and do my own music and then have, like, people like Teeny and Fantasia, even Anthony Hamilton, and different people come through and come by. Snoop.
Wow.
I've had Snoop, you know. And it's like a dream come true, just be able to sit down with people like that and work with them, you know, and be around them and learn.
That is awesome. That is big. That's big time. Man, that is great and inspiring. Brother Nico, I thank you so much, man, for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. And Rochelle, I love you, girl. Keep doing what you're doing.
I love you too. Thank you.
All righty.
And I hope to have you on the show soon, brother.
Hey, all you got to do is let me know. I'll be there.
Word up. That's it. That's what's up.
And like I said, you let us know when you're ready to come and sit down and work on something. If you got something, hey, you got Rochelle's information, you can always get mine from her. Email us, text, whatever. Let us know what we need to do to help you. We got you.
No doubt. Thank you. Thank you so much, brother.
You're welcome, man.
Man, that was Nico. That was up. That is what's up. He's a hell of a talent, ain't
he? He is. He definitely is. And
yeah,
his love for people is just, you know, grand, grand. I couldn't ask for a better partner, you know, at all.
Yes, and it's something because you got two very talented. You got him. You have yourself. Can't leave you out of there now.
Yeah. Of course not.
Right. I mean, two very extremely talented people coming together, making things happen, making right moves, making proper moves, and making inspirational moves. I'm going to go to we have three more lines open, ready to show you some love, Rochelle. So I'm going to get right to them before we close out.
Okay.
Like it or not, you're on the air. I'm here with Rochelle Dre. Hello. Like it or not, you're on the air.
Good evening. This is Bea Fox. I was just calling to show my girl some love.
Hello,
hey,
Bea.
How you doing?
I'm well. I'm glad that, you know, you have such a beautiful diamond showcasing on your show today.
Yes.
GDCC Records, that's Fabulous Inc. is showing out today. Bea Fox is my modeling manager for our corporation. She's from California. She's my right-hand person, my you know, shining star when it comes to modeling. She's very prestigious in the modeling industry, but, you know, when it comes to critiquing our models, trying to get them ready to be showcased, and not everybody can just be showcased as they want to be. Know, having them learn their character. I mean, even as far as me being the owner, she sat down and evaluated me so I can learn my character and learn, you know, what I want to be. So I appreciate you, Dahlia, and I love you.
I love you too, girl. You're doing your thing. You're such a beautiful person, and I am very honored. And I really appreciate you very much that, you know, we've crossed paths in this journey called life. So thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, and thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, we have a couple more to go there. Rocha, you're getting love here. You're getting nothing but love. So let's get a couple more in. Like it or not, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike. What number's on the air? Me?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. This is Rochelle Dre with Michael Lane.
Hi, Michael. I don't know which line you've opened. Is it my line?
Yes.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Thanks for the opportunity. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can.
I just wanted to call and say to Rochelle that I really love her self-admiration and her confidence, and I believe that you will be a great inspiration to building you self-esteem through modest expressions of their own beauty. So So I appreciate you and what you're doing, and I think that you're going to go really far and make a difference in this world.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate the love.
This is your sissy.
This is by far my closest. She's my best friend, my sister, my mom, my dad. I mean, you know, she can't really be my dad, but she's my everything. This is my big sister. There's too much to say about her. I can't even begin to thank her for everything that she's been to me. Her and I also own a business together in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Journeys for Life. It's a Michigan infant health program geared towards preventing SIDS. She gives her heart to do it all, and I appreciate her and love her very much. And thank you, Sissy, for calling in and supporting.
Yes, ma'am. It's Eva Swap, ain't no swindle. You're doing big things out there, and I'm proud of you because you're going to make a difference in this world, and that's what we need right now.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right. Much love to you. We have one more. One more, Cheryl. One more. Here we go.
Okay.
Coming from the 973 area code, like it or not, you're on the air. Hello, like it or not, you're on the air. Okay, we don't have. Can you all check? We have 973. Okay, there's a connection problem. All right. I've just been told there's a connection problem. I'm so sorry. There's a connection problem
okay.
going on. So, caller, I'm so sorry about that. But we have about 2 minutes left on the show. And I want to leave it the rest to you. How does it feel right now? Because I just have to ask you, you're inspiring so many women of all sizes out there and also young people who want to start their businesses. How does it feel to make such an impact the way you're doing and seeing your work actually paying off?
It feels wonderful. It feels wonderful. I guess I never really thought about coming into the industry to make a difference in other people's lives at a young age. As I started growing, I had some run-ins with some people who had some self-esteem problems. That's why also in our corporation we will be having modeling classes, self-esteem classes, classes if you just want to know how to find your inner self. You know, so I'm very honored. The feedback that I get from my book writing to my modeling to my management is impeccable, and the love in my heart that I feel from everybody is grand. And, you know, if I can give it back to the industry, I mean, not to the industry, I'm sorry, to the public, any way I can, I'm open for that, definitely.
Absolutely great. Absolutely. I'm so proud of you. Can you tell everybody how can they reach out and support you? How can they follow you? How can they, you know, get up with you at on the social media front? Can you tell fans out there?
Yes, I am on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Rochelle's Ray. I'm also on Instagram, Rochelle_Ray_38. I can also be found on Twitter at Rochelle's Ray. Anybody in my corporation, my team that you want to be connected to, if you find me, you find them. So that's how we can be contacted. My business partner, he does have a book out, Turn My Pain into Passion to Power. You can find it on Amazon under Nico Addison. And we got so much talent in this corporation. The team is wonderful. We're just going to pour out with so much to give people, and we just, you know, want them to embrace it. But you have to fight for your dream, and we'll fight with you if that's what you want.
Absolutely. Now, we're running running out of show, but I want you, I would love for you to leave any last words. Like, is there anything you're doing in the future that people should look out for?
We do have some stuff under our belt because we go further, you know, further than the social medias. There's some stuff that's just best left quiet until it's, you know, comes out. One thing we are doing that we're putting out there is myself, my business partner, Nico Addison, and Teeny Barino, which is Fantasia's brother. We will be hosting the Lansing auditions for the reality show that's coming out next year for AET. That's under, you know, that's under Tabitha Robinson. She's too you to be unique. So we got a lot, you know, going on that we are looking forward to, and we are definitely a supportive company of anybody out there that's doing the same thing as us. A lot of people say, you know, competition, it's not competition. It's all about who you're supporting and who supports you. So, you know, I see a lot of people out there doing their thing, and much love to everybody. And once again, if we can help in any way, we're down for business, but we are definitely down for helping anybody's dream come true.
Absolutely great. You know what, Rochelle, I have so much love and respect for you, and I thank you so much for coming on, and please, let's not make this the last time.
Definitely not. I plan on coming back when my book comes out, I told you. So that's respectively coming out in January, so I'll be back, definitely. And I'm going to get some of, you know, my proteges, and definitely my partner needed to be on, you know. But we have a lot of, you know, talent, and we thank you. I mean, we all thank you. See, we were all on. Everybody's pretty real supportive. So we thank you, too, for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Great. Wonderful. Wonderful talking to you. Love you, and God bless.
Love you, too, and thank you very much. Have a good night.
You do the same. The one and only, Rochelle Dre, ladies and gentlemen, inspiring, business-minded, strong. And let this be a message to all of you all out there. Let this be a message, okay, because I'm representing BBW models, plus models, beautiful models, and selfish people that just want to give you that self-esteem that you so badly needed. She is one of them. She will give you that self-esteem and that inspiration. We should not be apart. We should be together. We should be inspiring and not separating. What a wonderful message that this woman is sending. She has talent. She has a great partner, Nico. Thank you, brother, for joining me on the show. We're definitely going to have him on a future show. But with all of this talent, we must support them. Okay? We must show them love. So continue to show this woman love, this great talent. Rochelle Dre, Nico, show them love. Show these beautiful models, Fantabulous, show them love. Continue to support, because beauty comes in all shapes and sizes. No one should be discriminated, because beauty does not discriminate. Let me say that again. Beauty, talent, does not discriminate. It doesn't matter what size you are. You can be beautiful, and you can be talented. Inspiring woman. I thank and I love each and every one of you all of the callers. I wish I could remember all of your names. I'm sorry, Mrs. Fox, Davina, all of you all. I love each and every one of you all. Thank you all for calling in. The callers that I couldn't get, I am so sorry. But please join me on tomorrow night. I'm going to have some great indie music for you on tomorrow night. Smacktongue.com, 8 p.m. Eastern. I got brand new music from Ivory Hancock. You all do not want to miss this, okay? I love each and every one of you all. And until next time, this is your boy Michael Lane, as always, hollering, screaming, yelling, and crying. Every time, man. Every time I bring this show. You know it's real, because it's all me, like it or not. Ow. Like it or not.
not.